people pass through hypnosis when they go to sleep or awaken. It is a phenomenon of hypnosis when we return from a long drive and cannot believe that the time passed so quickly. We experience similar losses of time while reading an interesting book or watching the TV, and it is for the same reason. The power of relaxation may be better understood by examining its opposite, tension. An example of extreme tension is that which may be caused by fear when suddenly you are surprised by danger, such as muggers or a bear. Now, some people tense so much in times of danger that they are frozen by fear and cannot do anything but shake and stammer some unintelligible phrase like, "Hamna, hamna, hamna, hamna." If they could only relax a little, they would be able to hand over their money or run or something other than just knock their knees and stammer and load their drawers. In martial arts, they practice relaxation so much that it does become a habit. The breathing techniques facilitate relaxation and hypnosis. Proper execution of breathing is nearly the opposite of conventional wisdom. Instead of sucking in air with effort and relaxing to exhale as it is done everywhere, it is better to exhale completely and relax to inhale. A momentary pause at the top of the inhale will slow down the exhale. The only effort is made gently at the very end of a long and gradual exhale. This purges carbon dioxide. And if repeated enough, it can become a habit. If the gateway to the inner mind is as simple as relaxation and repetition, consider the power of television and movies. People sit in front of the screen with the expressed intent of relaxing for a while. The images presented to their minds are crystal clear, and those impressions most desired by the powers behind the television make sure that such programming is repeated. Despite the relatively smooth appearance of motion pictures and television, they are actually pulsating images that tend to be more hypnotic. Often people do not think about what they're watching or hearing on television. They just sit there like a sponge and absorb the input. This is so insidious that most people often cannot bring to mind the previous program watched because they were not paying attention, just absorbing. Commercial airtime can sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars per minute. For those who want to make a big impact in 60 seconds, it must be effective, or the advertisers would go broke paying so much for something worthless. Then the moguls would like for us to believe that the two-hour movie that follows has no bearing on anything except the need for entertainment being gratified. That is not true. The television defines reality for us, and the people become more like the sordid soap operas they watch, more like the violent drama pumped into them, and more like the scheming, confident artists that they adore because they seem to get something for nothing. Children act like cartoon characters in the Three Stooges because TV has affected them. America has become and is becoming more of a police state. The television has much responsibility in that development. Programs like Cops conditions the populace to expect the police to act violently and demonstrates to real police officers how they are expected to act. No matter what station one watches, when people clash with the police, the civilians lose, even when the police are unbelievably crooked, as in the Dukes of Hazzard with Boss Hawk. They consistently manipulate their power effectively to stay on top. The consistency with which that is depicted on TV causes all but the most stout-hearted to give up all hope of fighting City Hall.
Catholic priest.
It was President Thomas Jefferson that said, and I quote,
"It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering."
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
America was supposed to be founded on the principles of unalienable rights given by God and the formation of a constitutionally limited republican form of government was solely for the purpose of preventing others from encroaching on those rights. And we have strayed from that course by following the square beacon television, also known as the idiot box or the boob tube. There is a strikingly similarity between the satanic control techniques and government sophisticated MK-Ultra programming. And the shadow government is behind this satanic plot for world government by the same people that own that U.S. Federal Reserve system, the Rothschilds, Israel Moses Seif of Bank of Italy, Kuhn Loeb, Warburgs, Lehman Brothers, Goldman Sachs, Rockefeller, whose real name's Rothfeld. See how the powerful have orchestrated our perspective. Close examination of the three prominent Western religions show that they are sects of the same religion. All three claim that they worship the God of Abraham and his sons. The Christians have accepted Jesus, whose proper name is Yeshua. And the Muslims honor Jesus, too, as the Messianic prophet, and in addition have accepted Muhammad as a latter-day prophet of the same God. And as worshippers of the same God, they should all be in harmony, yet The forces of evil work diligently to disrupt the love and the communication that should flow between all of these people. This satanic ritual abuse takes on many forms, including such things as voodoo, santeria, candomblé, palo mayombe. Some of the CIA doctors have engaged in heinous violence, especially at their hospitals in New Orleans and Toronto and one in Puerto Rico. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb's MK-Ultra program includes loading up a victim with heavy downers like Thorazine and proceeding with electric shock therapy to erase whatever was on the surface of their mind. And those who've had their old memories removed are more readily programmed with new direction. It is heart-rending to hear the account of deprogrammed Kathy O'Brien, who reports spending most of her life as a sex slave of the insiders. In her account, she was sold to the CIA at the age of 5 by her father. See, he had been caught selling photos of her and his brother-in-law's dog, Buster. And rather than go to jail for bestial pornography of that little girl, he sold her to the insiders for their plea bargain. Her torture and programming is despicable. And everybody needs to read the book written by her and Mark Phillips, who had the courage to rescue and deprogram her. She identifies Senator Robert Byrd as her owner and one Alex Houston as her trainer. Now, they've written a book called The Transformation of America, and it can be purchased from Reality Marketing Incorporated at 5300 West Sahara Suite 101, Las Vegas, Nevada, where the zip code is 89102. If you send them $25, you'll get a chilling account of the near-death cruelty bestowed upon young girls for the pleasure of the New World Order. Another of these unfortunate babes that fell into the hands of the evil people and lived as a sex slave is Bryce Taylor. She and Kathy O'Brien were officially referred to as presidential models. Bryce says that she was sold at auction at a young age and purchased by Bob Hope. Her trainer programmed her to function as a computer and a courier that Hope and Kissinger used to negotiate business. She, too, probably would have died on her 30th birthday as a star in a snuff film, except she was in a car accident that jarred her memory, and she started using both sides of her brain for the first time in a long time. Since if you'd send Bryce Taylor $25 for a copy of her book, Thanks for the Memories, it can be purchased through her trust at P.O. Box 655 in Landrum, L-A-N-D-R-U-M, South Carolina, where the zip code is 29356. Satanic false Jews are behind much of the corruption in high places. And this includes communism. Wherever communism is dominant, those who love God are persecuted while the media covers for the communists. Anthony Bryant was a black revolutionary that discovered God and the truth about communism the hard way. He hijacked a plane to Cuba from Miami, and he expected to get arms from the communists to smuggle back to the U.S. for the initiation of guerrilla warfare. He got 12 years in Cuban prison instead because one of those passengers he took hostage was one of Castro's secret agents. And the incident forced that secret agent to go underground due to exposure. After doing 12 years of hard time, Anthony Bryant was among several prisoners allowed to return to the U.S. during during a public relations drive by Fidel Castro. Bryant traveled the U.S. to tell of his experience in Castro's Marxist utopia. His eyewitness accounts including, and I quote, "First of all, I'll tell you that I expected to find a government which would be caring, kind, and really considerate of its population. However, I found it was really the exact opposite. I witnessed beatings there. I think I probably witnessed thousands in the 12 years I was in Cuba. It was a situation where it was a daily occurrence that the prisoners were beaten with machetes that were long knives used to cut cane. I have been bathed in my own blood many times, and my skull has been fractured from machete blows from the guards." I'll continue with the quotation for him, in which he says, "I witnessed executions where they brought in the prisoners and let thousands of people come and witness it all and cheer. And they danced around their bodies. I had a friend that they placed fish hooks through his eyelids, pulled them open, taped his eyelids open to his forehead, and kept a bright light beaming in his eyes all night while they beat him. Naturally, he is blind today. But I think the thing that impressed me the most shocking to me were the attacks that were made against Christians or those who believed in God or wished to worship God. I witnessed the guards bringing in people whom they thought they had caught in streets or in unauthorized services, let's say worshiping at a home, and they would bring them out on the patio and beat with them with machetes and iron bars. The first prison to which they took me had been a church that they had taken over. It had barbed wire all around it, and the guards slept there. We, the prisoners, ate in the church on the first floor, and the warden had his office on the top floor. These were the things that really begun to make me aware of the nature of the battle or the struggle that we're involved in. It is indeed a battle between good and evil, between God and those that say they hate God. They say that God is a lie because that is exactly what the communists state. God is a lie, that he does not exist. Well, Anthony Bryant learned the hard way about the life in the People's Republic of Cuba. It is a shame that he had to learn the hard way, and it is worse if we don't learn from his experiences. The media doesn't cover his story and insider sites because it would be counterproductive to their hidden agenda for a socialist-style world government. The human mind is similar to a computer in that no matter how powerful the unit may be, it cannot come to the proper conclusion unless the proper information has been fed into it. The communist Yehudi Shatan are diligent, making sure that we will get lies which will confuse most of us. I'd like to open up the program here for callers. If you're interested in making some input, please try to stick to our subject matter tonight, which is the Satanists. And if you want to call in, call 1-800-313-9443. And I want to take a moment here to remind you that freedom isn't free. If you want your children and your grandchildren to be free, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to speak out. You're going to have to become informed. And you're going to have to support those that are doing a great job at bringing out this information to the forefront, like Republic Broadcasting. Since freedom isn't free, I'd like you to send what you can to the Republic Broadcasting Network at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S. That's Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas.
In Matthew 24,
Round Rock is two words, R-O-U-N-D.
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to this evening's edition of Radically Right. And we've been talking about Satanism and its pervasive in high places. And we establish how much of the communist movement was really satanic in its nature. And because we know of that link, I would like to go to the current communist goals that were recorded into the Congressional Record on January 10th of 1963. And we're going to only look at two of the 45 current communist goals. One, number 38, suggests that they transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies and to treat all behavior problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Then number 39 commands that they dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who opposed communist goals. We have a caller, Anna from New York. Would you bring her up, please? Anna, jump right into it.
Hello, sir. I just want to thank you and to let you know that I really admire you and I appreciate what you're doing. I listen to Mike Piper, Tex Mars, and I've only started listening to your show maybe for the past couple of weeks, and I'm just amazed. I just, I'm at a loss for words. The information that you gave us is incredible. What really breaks my heart is what's happening to the children. I was wondering, I just wanted to thank you, but do you have a P.O. box or a phone number that I can write you? I don't have a computer.
Oh, well, yes, I do have a P.O. box.
Excellent.
I'm to be found at, my name is Jack Otto, O-T-T-O. I'm to be found at Post Office Box 256.
256.
In Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Let me spell that for you.
Thank you.
D-E-A-R-D-O-R-N, Heights. And Heights can be abbreviated H-T-S, period. That's in the state of Michigan, abbreviated M-I. And the zip code is 48127.
And your phone number?
My home phone number, and I'd ask that nobody call this until I get off the air here in about another half hour. My home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. One more time on that phone number. Area code 313-582-2481.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
And everybody else listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here we are on the precipice of destiny. Are we really free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to tell us what to do, what's good for us? You know, when they tell you what's good for you, sometimes I don't think they really have your best interest in mind. Now, you look at some of these traffic tickets that we get. We're talking about big bucks on some of these things, and is it really because they're concerned for you, they love you? They would like us to believe that if you don't click it, you'll get a ticket. And they're talking about you wearing a seatbelt. But that's enforcing socialism. There's two aspects of this law that we have to understand. One is de jure. That's what the law is we're supposed to get. That's what the Constitution specifies. And then there's de facto, that which we end up with. And it is the forces of evil that have twisted the jury law and made such a convoluted and twisted de facto law. All the things that these people have done, the drive of the Illuminati is designed to confuse, disrupt, disorient. And if we just let things go by, if we don't really try, we have failed miserably. It was one of the founding fathers that said, all that it takes for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. And we see out here that there are tens of thousands of people hacking at the branches of tyranny for every person getting at the roots. We must stand up and be counted. We must make the effort necessary, as though our children and grandchildren's freedom are at stake, because that's exactly the case. Their freedom is at stake. If you want to join this conversation, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. We hear the music coming. We'll be right back in just a moment. Pay attention to the sponsors. They're the ones bringing you freedom, the truth, the information you need And truth is freedom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We have a caller coming in from Pennsylvania. PJ, jump right into your subject matter.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a talk. Oh, this is incredible. I had pieces of this through the years, you know, listening to shortwave radio. But, you know, and I knew about the guy that went to Cuba and all this stuff. But your talk is incredible. And that these names things, this name thing that you gave on Sister White and all these different people, your whole thing is just incredible. Do you have, like, CDs that a person can buy, and can you make copies of them and get them to everybody in the world, you know? I mean, this is just incredible. I mean, I thought we was doomed, but I mean, oh, my goodness gracious. This is unbelievable.
Well, I have written a book entitled World War III.
I need a CD. I need a CD because, you know, people got to listen to this stuff. This is just too good. You know, it takes too long to get through a book. You got to have a CD. It's just too good. Your talks are too good.
Well, thank you, sir. I only have a written book called World War III, and the Republic Broadcasting Network is going to publish it. I'm not going to hold John to it right away because I know they've been going through a whole lot right now.
Yeah, I'll get the book from you, and I'll get a copy from Republic on the show. He said I could get a copy of that. Do you mind if I make copies and give them out, you know?
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I encourage people to spread the word around.
I figured you would. I would have been really surprised if you said not to, you know, because you seem like a really, really dedicated guy on getting this information out. And, you know, do we have a chance? It seems like we're at the point where they're ready to just take us into the camps, give us inoculations, and chip us, you know. It's just, it just seems unbelievable. I belong to gun organizations and everything, but it just seems... It seems hopeless. I mean, they're going to go after that, too. They're going to go after everything.
Well, it seems like your little AK-47 is not going to do much good against an F-16 that can shoot missiles that carry H-bombs from hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, I mean, what can we do? Is there anything we could do? I mean, or what?
Well,
I could pray. But anything besides that, you know, that we could do.
So it seems like it's hopeless, but if your trust is in God, they don't have a chance. We're talking about the forces of good against the forces of evil. And if you get right down to it, God's the big power here. Satan may be allowed a little time to rule here, but he's just a pissant.
Oh, boy. Do you have a website and everything, too?
No, I don't have a website,
okay.
But I can fix you up with an electronic copy of my book.
I'll buy a book from you. No doubt about that. And I got your home phone number. You know, you're a great speaker. I mean, it's too bad that the whole world can't be hearing you instead of the few of us that are on shortwave. It's just wow. This is just mind-blowing, really.
Well, I would encourage those who are listening on shortwave and on the internet to learn the facts and the figures that they need so that they can talk to other people. It's not impossible to memorize this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of different people, and it covers a lot of these subjects and everything, but it's just the way that you put everything together I thought was really great. I just want to let you know that. And I will get your book, and I will get from Republic a copy of this show. I hope a lot of other people do out there, too, because we are really up against the wall as far as what I could see.
Well, you can get it from me at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127.
Okay, and I wrote that down before, too. So,
okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. Have a good day, sir.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Next, we're going to talk to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, jump right into their material.
Yeah, hi. I'm going to respond to the I have a question of something to ask you. The caller before the last caller, she was talking about the children. Now, you remember the conversation, the awful conversation that we had off air a week ago. I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago now. Again, I'm getting mixed up now. Is that Susan O'Brien or Sally O'Brien?
Neither. It's Kathy O'Brien.
Okay. I'm going to write it down right now. I have the pen and paper. All right. It's Kathy O'Brien.
You're probably confusing her with Susan Ford.
Okay. And another...
It was another one of the presidential models. And then there was a third one was... Bryce Taylor.
All right, let's start with Kathy O'Brien. Her name and title of the book?
Oh, I've got that someplace here.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, what about... All right, Susan Ford... Let me write the next one. Susan Ford. And you're not sure about her title. That's okay. I'll just move on.
Well, Kathy O'Brien's title was Transformation of America. And the other one was... Bryce Taylor was Banks for the Memories.
All right. Banks Taylor, B-A-N-K-S?
No, Bryce Taylor, B-R-Y-C-E.
B-R-Y-C-E, Taylor, T-A-L-O-R. And the title of Taylor's?
Thanks for the Memories.
All right, thanks for, I'm writing this down, for the Memories.
And then there's another book, The CIA's Control of Candy Jones.
All right. The CIA. Candy Jones?
Yes. And the programming is of the most excruciating pain and agony.
And the CIA's, what is it, the CIA's what now? I'm getting me stuff now. CIA's?
Well, they have an MK Ultra program. A sub-program of that is called NK Naomi.
Okay. All right, well, I'm talking about particularly the conversation we had about children. And you mentioned something to me. I want you to describe it to people in the audience, because that woman that called down there in New York two callers ago, she's going to get sick. You didn't actually say that Hillary participated. You said she was interested. There was some ritual with a child. Now, we're not talking about 16-year-olds here. A very young child, under 10, like a 6-year-old, 5-year-old, whatever, where there was some ritual where they, I don't know why they would have to do this, but they opened up or sort of slit open their vaginal area, and you told me that Hillary...
Oh, that was Kathy O'Brien that had her vagina carved, literally scored with scar tissue, where they decorated her interior. Yeah, that was Kathy O'Brien herself that went through that.
All right, but you told me, you said, mentioned that in one book, you said that Hillary in particularly was interested.
Well, she said that Hillary was quite interested in those carvings.
Uh-huh.
Although Hillary is...
let me get this straight. Was Hillary interested after this woman came out with the book and she's already an older teenager or an adult and she's saying she's interested, or at the time when it was happening, she was interested? You know, we got to clarify that.
Okay. What she was talking about was that our next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
Possibly. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think the fix is in.
Yeah.
A friend of mine just sent me from Arizona some documentation from the Forward. That's a Jewish newspaper, that the big power structure
is
putting most of their money into Hillary. They're going to run her, and they're going to put her in place.
They're going to try to, yeah. Okay, but go ahead.
They are not just going to try to. They are going to do it.
Yeah,
no matter how much you and I don't want Hillary, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if everybody in the world voted for Ron Paul. They're going to announce that Hillary was the winner.
Right, they're going to rig it, okay.
You better believe it. They rig everything.
Tom Tancredo entered the race also. He threw his hat in now. So we got two people now, Tom Tancredo or Ron Paul. But go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, that's all I was going to say on that particular point. Did you want me to cover more on something?
Yeah, the stuff you're saying with the stuff with Hillary. Was that when Sally O'Brien was an adult and came out with the book? Or
she came out with the book as an adult, and she was talking about what experiences that she had while she was still under the MK Ultra program and a sex slave of the mind controllers.
Right, but when Hillary was interested, is that when Hillary discovered the book, or she was interested in the scar?
I don't know if Hillary ever discovered the book.
Oh, I see.
This is what came out in the book. Well, actually, it came out in a lecture that Kathy O'Brien gave here at a Justice Pro Se meeting, probably 15 years ago.
Right, but so in other words, she actually met Hillary, or Hillary told her that. But I'm saying, at what age was Kathy O'Brien? Was it at the time when she was a 5-year-old, or was it after? That's what I'm trying to.
This was when she was older, mm-hmm. and before that she was able to be deprogrammed by Mark Phillips.
Okay.
Anything else?
The other thing is this. Is it, since you know about this, this is not necessarily a requirement of all of them. In other words, there are some of them that participate in that particular type of satanic ritual, but I was also told that there's some others that may be non-pedophile, they may participate in other things, but not necessarily that, or is that just some requirement of all of them, they just got to?
Here's the way it works with the Illuminati.
Okay.
If you want to have your hands on the reins of power,
Okay.
They must have blackmailable information to keep you in line. If you don't give them blackmailable information, then they don't want to put you into the position of power and authority.
Where do they store this? Where do they store these films and stuff where they're doing this? If somebody finds it, they can expose all of them. Is there some vault or something?
Oh, yes. Wouldn't that be nice to get a hold of some of that videos?
Yes, I would. I don't want to be busted for child pornography, but... it'd be great if somebody would put it over the internet, but not put it on a website, send it out to millions all around the whole world and everything. And even if they kill me, you know, forget about it. It's over, you know.
Well, we find out about from things like the Finders and the Franklin cover-up.
Right.
And in the Franklin cover-up, there were 80 children that came forward. Four of them persisted in pressing the claims. Two of them went on and were slam dunk for doing so. One girl that was told that if she persisted in naming the chief of police as a molester that had raped her when she was 14 years old, she was going to go to jail. Mm-hmm. And she did go to jail for perjury because she persisted in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these children tell that they were put on a plane and taken to Washington, D.C., where congressmen and senators molested them. And there were pictures taken while this was happening so that these congressmen and senators would be able to be forced to stay in place and do as they were told.
Right, right.
Nobody's going to go up against the power establishment when the power establishment has pictures of you doing something as despicable as molesting children.
Okay,
and this is despicable.
Yeah, yeah, I follow you, right. Yeah, that's true. But
your name is Henry, right?
Yes.
Okay, Henry.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What if how do they blackmail? What else do they use? Let's say if someone else joined that was not pedophile, just not interested in that. What do they use? Adultery, which I think that's kind of minor. What else do they use? It has to be something else because I know not all of them are into that.
Well, maybe not all of them, but there's enough of them, and those who aren't don't get elevated to positions of authority. So this is one of the deciding factors of whether or not you get to be a real big shot.
Okay, but
if you've got too much integrity, they just don't let you up. You don't get to go up to bat.
Right, but as far as the president, what if you're a Mason, for instance? I mean, that's one thing. I mean, or top Mason. I mean, aren't there some top Masons who are presidents or top people who are presidents who did not necessarily participate in this particular type of activity? Maybe something else. Maybe
yeah, there probably are some place, but for the most part, well, we don't know much about that, and for the most part, it's surely a minority.
Okay.
This is pervasive in high place.
I'll let you go. You got other callers.
Okay we got Ron from Texas. Ron, would you step up to the mic and state your case.
Well, Mr. Otto, I have to ditto the congratulations the previous callers have given you. We're all amazed.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your kindness.
One thing I must inquire, I didn't get into your last week's show until about 20 minutes after the first hour, and so I didn't hear a resume of yourself.
Well, my background is one of research. I did advertising and merchandising research. I did customer research. I did marketing research for one of the largest automobile manufacturers. And now I left that world and teach high school boys how to build a house. And we cover everything from the foundation to the finishing touches. Now, because I am a researcher, I spent the skills that I had in that area digging into the truth of what's going on behind this new world order, and I've been through about 165 books to write my own book, which is entitled World War III. And if I'm going to have hard copies pretty soon, I'll ask $25 for those hard copies. For the cause of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I will also send out electronic copies, and I only have electronic copies right now on a CD, And you can get those by contacting me at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay, Ron.
All right, I have a couple of other quick comments. Along with the satanic programming, I can testify that in about the 11th week of Army training, they started marching cadence to one of the facts that we were going to go and kill women and children in Vietnam. And that's when I thought the whole thing was so despicable and satanic right there when you have to stoop that low. I don't care what the circumstances are. And so
Do you recall the My Lai massacre that happened in Vietnam?
I'm sorry?
Do you recall the My Lai massacre, which occurred in Vietnam?
Yes.
Do you recall who it was that covered that up? It was Colin Powell.
Correct.
And Colin Powell speaks, to I understand, perfect Yiddish. So we're talking about an interconnection of some nasty people in high places. We got a break coming up here. Hold on, Ron.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Talking to Ron from Texas, who's going to have to make his last points here or last questions because we're running out of time. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Jack. I want to try to help all your listeners, as was your last caller, asking about what we can do or what are some of the solutions. I've noticed on the Keith Olbermann show on MSNBC that he has at least been trying to keep picking at the pimples. And maybe after we get through some of that pus, we'll get into some of the black dragon's blood. So I think that we have hope in some of these issues that are coming out about Gonzalez, the lies that Bush has been putting out. The only thing that floors me, if I may make this comment about the Katrina catastrophe, is that he said he was going to discipline or fire whoever did it. And this last October, he stood up on a podium and said, well, I'll take all the blame for it. But he didn't fire himself.
Yeah, well, he should have charged himself with treason. See, the real shame of Katrina was that Americans allowed themselves to be disarmed. When they come to your home and they want to take your gun, you should realize this is it.
That's the last step.
It sure is. And there were so many people who, they came to their homes and they took their guns. They didn't take them to jail. They just left them helpless. How on earth do you defend yourself from looters without your peace?
Right. They'll probably even take your samurai sword if you had one of those.
Well, if you're smart, you hid your stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, when they come to steal your stuff, it's all right to look them right in the eye and lie. I don't have any. You know, there's some people that say you can never, you must always lie, and you always got to do the Christian thing here. And when they come, when the Gestapo comes for your son, give him your daughter also. Now, sometimes people extrapolate on the Bible and carry things to an extreme that really was never intended.
Man gave us logic and understanding, and we need to use that right now more than ever.
Sure. And like my friend Mark Kornke says, you can look them right in the eyes, and you can see who out there in the group has that sinister look in their eyes, that shallow, cold look of the evil ones.
The eyes that window to the soul.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ron, for your call. I appreciate your help here. We're about to wind down here and sign off. Thank you very much, and God bless you, buddy.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to remind you folks, freedom isn't free. Support your Republic Broadcasting Network. That's 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. It's important. Like your children, your grandchildren's freedom depends on it. If you want to call me, you can call me here at home after the show, area code 313-582-2481. Remember, freedom isn't free. Our forefathers paid with blood and treasure to have that gift presented to us. Our fathers let it slip through their fingers. And now we're going to have to fight for it. You can't be weak-kneed. You can't be cowardly. This is only going to be the home of the free as long as it's the land of the brave. What are you doing to preserve and safeguard your children's freedom? Are you going to have them goose-stepping to Satan? Or are you going to stand up? Thank you very much, folks. God bless and good night.
Got hit.